This piece, well, listen, it's Inyan of Purim. Back to the last week's parasha, but the Ikar Inyan is the Inyan of Purim. Understanding the Darga of Esther, the Darga of Mordechai, the Kesher between the Darga of Esther and the Darga of Mordechai. We know that Esther Hamalka discuss the Indian of Esther. Esther, the Medrash says that Esther comes from the word Estara, which comes to the word Siara, which comes to the word moon. Esther's Hashem, the moon, Pashtas, because it shined, the Yofi. But we're going to see Mitzvah Hashem a very deep kesher between Esther and the Indian of the Levana. Chlal, Haman is trying with the Chadoshim, is trying with the Mazolas of the Chadoshim. Haman is trying with Chadoshim, with the Indian of Chadoshim. He tried this month, and this month called this, he tried that month. The only month he could see that he might be able to be Matzliach is the Chodesh Adar. Haman's trying a little bit to play around with when should I make Gzeir with the Chadoshim. And he found Adar because Moshe Rabbeinu was Niftar. And Chazal say he didn't know that Moshe Rabbeinu was born as well, which is Alain Apella to say he knew that Moshe Rabbeinu was Niftar Zayin Adar. He didn't know Moshe Rabbeinu was born Zayin Adar. What's the whole Indian over there? Chazal, we see Rachel, Imenu, and Esther have common denominators. Kilu, Rachel had two children, Yosef and Binyamin. The month of Adar is the month of Yosef at Tzadik. Mordechai came from Shevet Binyamin. So we see that there's a psa with Rachel's children, there's a psa kesha with the story of Purim and the story of Esther Hamalka. Adar is the end of the year. Rashi says that in leap year we celebrate the Adar Sheni, Kedei Lahasmech, and to be Masmech, the Chodesh Adar, the Chodesh Nisan, the Hasmech Geula, the Geula. We're going to see Lechayer that there's a very strong kesher between the end of the Adar, which is the end of the year, and Nisan, which is the beginning of the year. And this Yisod, this today's Sheh, is to explain how this idea that the end of one is the beginning of the other is the Holy Yisod of Purim. Haman, Esther was Mapil Haman. Also, we have to understand what's the Shaykhs of Esther, or the Madrega of Esther, to be Mapil Haman, to be Mapil Amalek. Why did it have to come through Esther's Darga, Esther's Madrega, to be Mapil Haman, to overthrow Haman? But the Yisod HaDvarim is Haman is an Enoch of Esav HaRasha. Esav was called Esav because he was Asui. He was made. What's the significance that Esav was made? He had a lot of hair. He was born made. And the first conversation that's brought in the Torah is that Hine Anoichi Hoylech Lomas Lomas Eli Bechoyra. Yaakov wants to take the Bechoyra away from Esav. So I want to say Yisod, which was must be in a moedic way, this whole Shakra Batari over here, the whole matzah of what's going on over here. Esav was called Esav. He was born Asui already. He was born a made man. And the Oimek Inyan is that Esav is mushl from the whole idea of Chiddush. A Leida is a Havaya Chadosha. Even his Leida wasn't a Havaya Chadosha. He's called Esav to show that even his Leida is Nishkan Havaya, it's not a Havaya Chadosha. He was born made already. He was born Asi. He was born made man already. What's the significance that Esav's Kilu is Mushla, got no Shaykhus, the whole Inyan of a Havaya Chadosha? What's Pshat in there? What's the Inyan? The Inyan is Yaakov Avinu Loimes, his brother. One of the Pshatim Yaakov in the Loi Mesa is that Ma Zari B'chaim Afu B'chaim. In Yiddishkeit, there's no such thing. We might have discussed this Yisod once before, but in Yiddishkeit, there's no such thing as a Soif. Yiddishkeit is built that the Soif is a Hachana for a Havaya Chadosha. Yiddishkeit is built. That's why it says, Koyim Hashem B'ni B'choyri Yisrael. Klal Yisrael is like a Bechor. A Bechor, he's the Havaya Chadosha. He's the Makor HaChidosh. A Bechor is the first one. He's the Makor HaChidosh. B'ni Bechor Yisrael. You see them languishing in the Golas Mitzrayim. It looks like they're coming to a Soif. They're Memtesh Shari Tuma. This is all a Hachana for Havaya Chadosha. And that's why Yecheskel HaNovi says, Taka, that the Yitzias Mitzrayim was like a Leda. It's all a Hachana for something. The Soif is a Hachana for Havaya Chadosha. But Esav, his Haschala was already the Soif. His Haschala is already, he doesn't have a Havaya Chadosha. His Haschala is already Osui Kvas. He's already old. When a normal person has a Havaya Chadosha, he's already Osui Kvas. He's already old. So he's mushlul from the whole Inyan of Havaya. So because he's mushlul from the whole Inyan of Havaya, therefore that's why he's Hinan Echehoy Lechlamas. Everything's a soif by me. There's no haschala. Everything's a soif. So his whole life is Hinan Echehoy Lechlamas. The whole kedushas of bechayr is because it's a havaya chadosha, and a havaya chadosha is a helig gezach. That's why the yidden count the chodesh. The chodesh is the chiddush. It's the end of the month. There's no moon anymore. The no moon is a hachana for havaya chadosha. A havaya chadosha is kodesh. The fact that every Havaya Chadasha means it's a new thing that's still be Kedusha say. So every new thing must have Kedusha. Bechor has Kedusha's Bechor. Kedusha's Peterechen. Kiddush HaChodesh. Because the koyach to make a Havaya Chadasha is the koyach to start fresh. To start on a Havaya Chadasha. That's a Yiddish Zach. That's B'ni Bechor Yisrael. So because Esav is mushlal, he didn't even ever have a Havaya Chadosha, he cannot be the Bechinas Bechor. If not, Lulei Bechet HaEgel, the Bechor was supposed to do the Avoid in the Beis HaMikdash. Why should the Bechor do the Avoid in the Beis HaMikdash? What's the shakas of Bechor to do the Avoid in the Beis HaMikdash? Bechor is the Indian of Havaya Chadosha. You've got to make Gemara and Sanhedrin before you build the Beis HaMikdash, there has to be Mechias HaMolek. Because what's the whole sod of the Beis HaMikdash? When a Yid brings a korban, and he has a Havaya Chadosha, he's a Naya Mensch. But when he does tshuva, he becomes a Naya Mensch. He becomes a new person, he goes out of the Beis HaMikdash, a new person. That's the koyach of tshuva. The old Mensch is Shalom Lechachma Yerushalmi Makas. Nefesh HaChetas what? Nefesh HaChetas Thomas. That man is finished. There's a new. The whole sod of the Beis HaMikdash was to make a Havaya Chadosha. For that, you need Kedushas HaBechor. The Bechor is going to do the Avodah Mitzvah. Who can bring a Yid to a Matzav where he's considered now a Havaya Chadosh, he has a new sheet? Bechor can do that. Bechor was supposed to do the Avodah in the Beis HaMikdash. Esav is mushtel from that. Yaakov says, this Rosh is not right to do Avodah in the Beis HaMikdash. How is he supposed to bring a Havaya Chadosh to Yidin when he never had a Havaya Chadosh? He doesn't know what Havaya Chadosh means. He's born with hair. He doesn't know what Havaya Chadosh means. Mashenken, Yaakov is loymes. Yaakov never comes to a soif. Even when he comes to a soif, mazare b'chaim, afu b'chaim, the soif is a havaya chadosha. The mishkan was made from atzei krush, was made from trees. Ki odam eitz hasada. You put the seed in the ground and it rots, it finishes, but that's the beginning of the havaya chadosha. That's when the tree starts growing. That's the krushim. That's the boards. That's the krushim in the mishkan. That's the Kroshim in the Mishkan. The Kroshim in the Mishkan correspond. The whole Mishkan corresponds to a Yid, and every Yid has a Havaya Chadosha. So therefore, when the Yidin reached the stage where they had to go out of Mitzrayim, the B'shas Makas Bechayras, the Baruch Shalom gave them the mitzvah of Kiddush HaChodesh. Makas Bechayras means that the Yidin, even though they've languished, even though Keilu they're finished already. But they're waiting this whole Mitzrayim, the whole Golas Mitzrayim was to prepare them for a Havaya Chadosha. That's why Yitzias Mitzrayim is a Leido. It's Chevle Leido. It's preparing them. So for that, it had to be Nizbara that Klal Yisrael are holding at that. And the Mitzrayim, Makas Bechoris means the Bechor died, meaning they don't have Shaykhs to Havaya Chadosha. Nismal is awesome. That's the terrorist to Halaloiv David Azorah. Halaloiv David Azorah. What's the terrorist to the Kitrug against Klal Yisrael? The answer is you're right. But he's going to have a Havaya Chadosha. The Alta Yid was an Oved Avodah Zarah. Over the Naya Yid, the new Yid's not. But they don't have that Musuk. So maybe their Makas Bechoris, their Bechoris dying means they don't have an Avaya Chadosha. So maybe the Molei Chatom, that's their Soif. Mashenka the Yid can be a Molei Chatom, but that's a Hachana to becoming a Avaya Chadosha. The worse he's become, the more rotten he's become, the more it serves as a hachana for the Havaya Chadosha. And so therefore, that's why before Makas Bechoris, they got the mitzvah of Kiddush HaChodesh. And the Yidin Amoyna Nafi the Levana. The Yidin Amoyna Nafi Levana. Because the Levana shows that even when you become Ois, even Halala Oiv David Azara, it doesn't matter. There's an Havaya Chadosha on its way. The Soif is an Havaya Chadosha. Mitzrayim doesn't have that. So because Mitzrayim doesn't have that, therefore that was the Makas Bechoris. So Mela, when they came to the Yamsuf, and there was a Kitrug, Alolavid Avodah Zarah, and this Nakud, I still want to look up, Reiz Hashem, to look up the, to be Mavasasit, because I have a Hergish, there's a big Yisod over here. But the Yisod is that the Kriyas Yamsuf, when suddenly the Yam split, that was like a darag. I mean, we have a makor. That was like a darag of tchias hamesim. Oz yoshemoyshim, we can't remember the tchias hamesim in the Torah. What's the pshat? Pshat is metzir by tchias hamesim. It's going to be nizgala a makayim and manosah the sheinei offer. We get shlofen because we want to wake up a havaya chadoshim. Tchias hamesim means that we see that the whole time the person was dead is because he's havaya chadoshim. It was a hachona to becoming a havaya chadoshim. So that's the Oz Yoshe Moshe, that's the Chimikan Remes, the Tchias Mesim in the Torah. They came to this point, Klal Yisrael, they were speaking about the language of Amibli in Kvorim and Mitzrayim. They were in contact with the Chevra Kedisha. Amibli in Kvorim and Mitzrayim, the Kachton and Lomus Bamidbo. It's a matzav of Misa, it's a matzav of Ois, it's a matzav of Soif. Oh, you reached the Soif, you're dead. Now's the time for the Havaya Chadosha, now's the time for Tchias Mesim. Oz Yoshe Moshe, Mikan Remes, the Tchias Mesim in the Torah. Mitzrayim died, they're finished. They died in Makas Bechoris. They're mushlal from the Indian of a new Havaya. So finished. When it's time they go, they're finished. That's the Oz Yoshe and the Kan Remes. But Matai, the whole Indian, I think there's a Litmech and Kob, I don't know why, a Hergish, that all what happened, all Medrashim about when Yidin crossed the Yamasub has Shaykhs with Indian of Mashiach and Tchias Amesim. Ki Nicham Hashem Tzio, Nicham Korachol V'Yisrael, Yosem Midbora Ke Eden Barbosa Ke Gan Hashem. When they passed through the Yamsev, it says it became like an Eden, it became like a garden and trees and rivers, and it was beautiful. Mamish like the Midbor will become La'osed Lovei. There's a lot of Shaykhs. It's a chelik of the Havaya Chadosha. It's a chelik of the Havaya Chadosha. It's a chelik of the Havaya Chadosha. And when this was Nesgala, that the Yidin are counting the Chodesh, and the Yidin are Bechar, is this led to the Nakuda that Yidin can never come to an end? And the Soif is always going to be a Havaya Chadosha. Esther is Estahar. Estahar is the Levona. The Levona is always Bechidusha. Esther Hamalka, the Gemara says in Yuma Daf Chof Tes, that Esther Hamalka, the Perek in Tehillim, Lamnatzeach alayela sashacha mizma leDavid, Keili Keili lama zavtoni, was said by Esther Hamalka, and the Perek begins Lamnatzeach alayela sashacha, and the Gemara says in Yuma, Gemara says in Yuma Daf Chof Tesamid Aleph, Omer Reb Asi lama nimshla Esther leShachar, Lamnatzeach alayela sashachar, Lo yimalachot to tell you ma shachar soif kol alaylo. Just like the shachar, the morning, is the soif kol alayla, af Esther sof kol anisim. Why is Esther compared to Aliyelas HaShachar? The Kunta always saying, it's like a gewaltig amuridik. There's a layla, there's a long night, there's a long night. Oh, but there's a shachar, there's a morning, there's a daybreak at the end of the night. The whole night is a hachona, he goes to sleep at night. Like Ivra Layla El Lashinta. Why are you going to sleep? You're going to sleep because it's Kim Damong. It's Kim Damong. And what's in the morning? Chadoshim Lipkorim Rabba Munosecha. We're a Havaya Chadosh in the morning. And because we are a Havaya Chadosh in the morning, that's why we go to sleep. And we're preparing the whole night as a Hachana for the Havaya Chadosh. Esther is the Levona. Esther, she's the Levona. Lama Nimshala Esther the Shacha, because Esther corresponds to Shacha. There's a long night. But Esther corresponds to the Shacha that comes at the end of the night. She's the Bechinas HaLevana. Esther's the Darga that shows that there's a Havaya Chadosha at the end of the Choshech. There's a Havaya Chadosha at the end of the end of the end. The Gemara Dashens, Ma Shacha Soif Kol HaLayla of Esther Soif Kol HaNissim. Esther is the Soif Kol HaNissim. So the Chorah, the Marsha asks on the Gemara there that it seems like the Chorah, Esther Soif Kol HaNissim, she's the end, that's the end of the end of the Nissim. So it's a bad thing. Why is Esther compared to Shachar? But the answer is because Esther is the one that shows us. Well, we have to look at Megillas Esther and we have to see that just like after the Gzeir, Laharoigul, Lahashmid, Lahabe, the Yidin were Bagrubim. The Yidin were buried. The Yidin, there was nothing left. This was the worst Gzeir that there ever was. It was Nechtam Betabas HaMelech Lamato, Nechtam Betabas HaMelech Lamale, Rachman and Itzlan. And nevertheless, Esther was Megala that no, after the Choshech and after the Laila comes the Shachar. And even though there's no Nisim, Ke'ilu Geluyim, but Esther shows us that Yid must be Meyayish in Golus. Yiyush means it's never going to be a Havai Chadasha. Yiyush belongs to Amalek. Ashakon Chabaderech. They bring Kriyus, they bring Yiyush into a person. That's why on Purim you have to lose your Das. Adeloyoda, because Yiyush Shalem Yidas is Loikoni. There's no Yiyush Chas V'Shalom. Yiyush? It's all only the beginning of something. That's what Esther shows. However bad things are going to look later in Golus, but there's always going to be a Shachar coming. So that brings beautiful Esther with the Ayelas HaShachar. And what's the Gemara just before that? The Gemara just before that, Ayelas, Dashans al Ayelas. Omer Abzeir Lamadim Shala Esther La Yola Loy Malachama Yola Rachmat Tzara. There's a nest, the womb of an Ayola is very small, and Nochash comes to bite it so they can have a birth, and so it stays small. Kilo, it stays like she's just after she's married. That's the Bechin of Ayola. Chaviv Al Bala called Shal Shava Kashar Rishoina. Af Esther Hoisa Chaviv Al Achashverish called Shal Shava Kashar Rishoina. Esther of Achashverish was constantly in the matzav of Chiddush. She was constantly in the matzav of a Havaya Chadosha, of an Inim Chiddush, because that's who she is. She's the Levana. She's constantly Bechidusha. She's constantly a Shachar. She's bringing a Shachar. And a Shachar is Chadosh and Nebkor Rabba Manasecho. That Posek, the Posek in Eichon, that's the Bechinas Esther. Mordechai comes from Binyamin. Binyamin was born the moment Rachel died. Rachel was nifta with Leidas Binyamin. The Petira was together with the Leida. The Petira with the Leida is Mamish the Nakuda was saying. The Soif came together with the Haskalah. Rachel Imenu is Malchus of the Pnimius. Rachel Imenu is Malchus. Esther is Malchus. They both correspond to the same thing. Rachel died with a new Havaya. Her end was a new Haskalah. It's exactly the message that Esther also gives. The end of the Laila is a Shachar. She's the Shachar at the end of the Laila. She's the Havaya Chadosha, the daybreak. Haman. Haman comes from Esav. He doesn't know what Havaya Chadosha is Bechlal is all about. Haman is a Malek. He brings years to Klal Yisrael. He doesn't know what Havaya Chadosha is all about. He doesn't know what Havaya Adarabba. He brings out Exer L'Argel Hashmid. He's mushlul from chiddush. He's mushlul from change. He's mushlul from turning oneself around. Who's mapil Haman? Esther's mapil Haman. Esther is kol kuloy chiddush. She's kol kuloy havaya chadasha. She's mapil Haman. The golus is roni akora loyeloda. But just like Rachel was also an Akora. And Yosef, that's why Yosef is a Goyal. Because the Golus, the Yishayinovi says that Roni Akora Loyalod is one of the Aftoiris. Re'e, I think one of the Aftoiris. It's also Noach. Roni Akora Loyalod. In other words, it's Roni is an Akora. It's a Bechina Akora. But so Akora means Golus. The Golus is Akora. But the birth, then, and when an Akora has a child, that's the Gula. Yosef was born from an Akora. Rachel was an Akora. This is the chizuk of Chodesh Adar, and that's why the to be masmich Adar with Nisan, according to what I'm saying, is gevaltik. Adar is at the end, but the whole gilui of Adar is at the end comes together with the beginning. So Adar has to come together with Nisan. The Adar has to come together with Nisan. Negula, Negula. Esav, there's no Shachar. Smordik. Vayoveg ish imoy. Adaloy sa Shachar. Yaakov Avinu fought, wrestled with Esav the whole night. Because when it's night, he's fighting and Esav's pulling, Esav's putting yish into him that it's Lila and it's Lila and it's Lila and it's Lila and it's Lila. Adaloy sa Shachar. Uyba, it's turned light. Turned light. Esav's there out. He's finished. You see that after the whole Lila, there's a Havaya Chadosh, there's a new day coming. You don't understand what that means, Bechlal. You never had an Havaya. So if Vayoveg ish imoy, ad Alois HaShachar. But when it comes to Alois HaShachar, that's the Mechias HaMalik. When it shows, when we're Megala, that there's a Havaya, when we're Megala, that a Yid has another chance, when we're Megala, that a Yid is Shaykh the whole time to a Havaya Chadosha. We Shaykh the Kiddush HaChodesh. That's Mechias HaMalik. Then we show that we have something that he doesn't have. He's Mushla Lagamri from the whole Musag of a Havaya Chadosha. This Melchomo the Yaakov Avinu has, Vayoveg ish imoy, ad alois hashacha, that's mamish the sod there of ad alois hashacha. It's the same shacha that Esther's compared to, Lamasecha yeles hashacha. The same way as Yaakov Avinu defeated Esav. When it came to the alois hashachar, because Esav said it's going to stay dark. Oy, suddenly he sees daybreak. Esav said, "Be meyayish, it's going to stay dark." This explains stam a lot. I'll just bring one more nakuda to just explain this. It says, "Ashukorch baderech these matame klal yisrael with the Indian from Thomas Carey with the Indian of Pagama Bris." Because the Zoya says that there's no tikkun to begam abris. Esau's going on the nyonim of keilu where there's no tikkun. He's going on the nyonim where there's no tikkun. He's going on the nyonim where you can't change. That's what he's bringing. He's bringing Klal Yisrael. This is an example of what the whole philosophy of Esau is. The whole philosophy of Esau is that it doesn't change. What does it mean it doesn't change? You are who you are, Mela, therefore you're finished. It's Lailan, it's dark, and you're Bali Averis, and finished. Finished. That was the Yush. He brings to a Yush. But when it comes to Shachar, just like Yaakov Avinu through the Shachar was goyve over Esav, Esther through the Ayelas HaShachar, through the fact that she's the Bechin of Shachar, that's how she's Mapal Haman, that's how she's Mapal HaMalik. We're Mapal HaMalik with the Indian of Chiddush, because he's not going to Shaykh as the Chiddush. Helga Chasim Soifer, Schus Yoganenu writes, that the Chazal say, the Haman didn't know Shabaisoi Zain Ador, Shabaisoi Yoim, Shemes Moshe, Noilad Moshe. Frank the Chasm Soifa, it's out of Seder. Should say he didn't know Shabaisoi Yoim, Shenoilad Moshe, Mes Moshe. First a person's born and then a person dies. But the Chazal doesn't say that. In Chazal it says the Haman didn't know Shabaisoi Yoim, Shemes Moshe, Noilad Moshe. It's the wrong way around. Teret says it's not the wrong way around. The Helga Chasm Soifa says that by a tzaddik, his Yom Petira is like a Leda. His Yom Petira is like a Leda. So according to what we're saying, it's Moradik. That was his mistake. When he saw that Moshe Rabbeinu dies, oh, even Moshe Atasof. Even Moshe Atasof. Comes along Chazal and says, no, Tipish in Ba'olam. The Oysa Yom Shemes Moshe, Noilat Moshe. He was Noilat after he was Mace. That could be the Pshav, Leinoideish Kvura, so Kvura Kilu, where the world thinks that Kvura, that's it, it's finished, that you put him in a Kvura. Put Moshe Rabbeinu in a Kvura. He was Esh Noilad now, Bashas's Ptira. He was Noilad, he became a Havaya Chadosha. A Tzaddik, when he's released from his goof, he's a Havaya Chadosha. He's a Naya Mensch. But Kuntu was saying, it's Mari, that was Haman's mistake. Because Haman comes from Esav. And Esav doesn't know this thing. Esav doesn't even know the Eshter later is a Havaya Chadosha. If he doesn't know the first later is a Havaya Chadosha, how is he supposed to know about the later? La'achab tirosei v'chlal, then it's Havaya Chadosha. There's no later v'chlal. There's no later v'chlal. There's no later v'chlal. And he wants to bring this into Indian, to Klal Yisrael, that there's no later. He's machshel Klal Yisrael, the Indian of Mishkav Zohar, says Rashi. Because there's no later over there. There's no Leda, there's no Havai. He's mushl from Havai Chadosha. His life is boring. His life doesn't have any inyanim of chidushim. His life is full of yiyush. Hinei anoichi hoilech lomos v'lo mozeh li b'chara. What do I need? Havaya chadosha. I cannot relate to havaya chadosha. I cannot relate to a second chance. I cannot relate to the whole darga of tshuva b'chlal. I cannot relate to the whole darga of tshuva, to the whole avoid in the Beis HaMikdash. Kiddush HaChodesh. Shachar. Morning after a night. It's night. That's the end. That's Haman. That's Amalek. And therefore, in this month, we have to, he has to be mechazik himself. Hachana to Purim, that whatever darga he's holding on, he must put into his drum into himself. That whatever darga he is, he has to drum into himself. That to Chado Hashem Lebkorim Rabba Munasecha. And that's going to be mamish, that's going to be the Inyan of Mechis Amalek. Inyan Mechis Amalek is when we show no, we can bring ourselves back. We have a Havaya Chadosh, we can try again. Yesterday was terrible, but this morning is going to be Chadosh Lebkorim Rabba Munasecha. This morning is going to be all over again. It's going to be Mordek, it's going to be fantastic. That's why we read these parashas after the Chet Ha'egel. After the Chet Ha'egel, says Rabban Shalom, V'achale Oysom, V'achale Oysom. No such thing by Kalal Yisrael, V'achale Oysom. And what was Nisgala through the Chet Ha'egel? Nisgala through the Egel, the Luchas Shnius, and the Psal Lecha, and the Luchas Shnius, and the Torah Shabal Peh. Torah Shabal Peh is full of Chidushim. But in order to be masig the chidushim of Torah Shabbat Peh, like we quoted last week, the Medrash Tanchuma, you've got to be meimis atzmei aleha. In other words, the whole sod of Torah Shabbat Peh, so Mordek Yisod, the whole yisod of Torah Shabbat Peh, is only if you're meimis atzmei aleha, and then you're masig the chidush. Why? Because Torah Shabbat Peh came through the Chet Ha'egel, and the Chet Ha'egel came as, where there was a gzera b'chal oisom, where gzera was where you have to become ois, where you're going to become no more metzias. And then there was a Havaya Chadosha that we were still around. And then we got the Torah Shabbal Peh. So the only way to be Masik the Torah Shabbal Peh is through becoming a Havaya Chadosha after you become Ois. So it's a Torah. Ein Adam Kiyomis Boel. Ein Torah Miskayemis. Elamish Shemaymis Atzmei Aleh. Elamish Shemaymis Atzmei Aleh. The Maymis Atzmei Aleh is, it's the Soif. It's a Maymis Atzmei Aleh. Yogati. It's the Soif. It's the Soif. It's the Soif. Now you're ready for Havaya Chadosha. Now you're ready for Matzosa. Now you're ready for Chidushim. Now you're ready for Chidushim. Whole Torah Shabbat Peh is in of Chidushim. And that's Esther Hamalka. She's the Shachar. She's the Chodesh. Estara, she brought in this whole Indian. Through her, we were zeichah to Kimu v'Kiblu Torah, the Torah Shabbat Peh. We were zeichah through her. The whole story of Purim is the Havaya Chadosha that came after the Choshech, the Laila of Yish, came the Shachar. The Shachar is the Gilui of Torah Shabbat Peh, the Chiddush of Torah Shabbat Peh that comes after the Yegiya and Amela, and after the Zeis HaTorah. In different terms, Kemes Elim Yishamei Misatzmele. After the Mei Misatzmele, Yizorchet in Havaya Chadosha, that's how Torah Shabbat Peh works. That's how Torah Shabbat Peh works. And we know that Torah Shabbat Peh is Yosef, Shishas, the Mishnah, the whole Arichus. So that's the Indian of Torah Shabbat Peh that we're Makabal and Purim. Just like we're Makabal and Purim, that the purpose, how do you get to Mechis Amalek, is when you realize there's a Shachar after the Laila, you realize there's a Matzotzi after the Yogati. You realize there's a Matzotzi after the Yogati. Talmud Bavli is B'machashakim Oishivani, is that Talmud Bavli. It's called Choshech. Kol Choshech? How can you call Talmud Bavli Choshech? It's full of Chidushim. Talmud Bavli Choshech? And it's a pasuk in Eicha noch tzi. Mamachashak im Oishivani, kamei say oilom. Eilat zeh Talmud Bavli dashen is the Gemara Sanhedrin. The Teretz is, do you know how we got to the Heiliga, 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 Heiliga Talmud Bavli? Only through the Choshech. It's the Shacha that came after the Choshech. That's the tzur of Torah. That's what we're makabel on Purim. That's what came through Esther Hamalka. That's what came through Lamatzecha Layelas Hashacha. That every time it's keilu, every time you learn a sugya, you can be mechadash a new thing. That is Torah Shabbat Peh. Exactly like why is Esther called Ayala? Because she's chaviva al baala kashar rishoino. Every time it's like the first time. Every time you learn something in Torah Shabbat Peh, it's like the first time. She brought the Shachar that comes after the Laila. V'machashakim oishivani. Do you know where Bavli came from? It came from because Bavli is that Choshech, the becoming ois. And then you noilad a new Havaya Chadosha. And when just like when a person does tshuva, he's noilad a new Havaya Chadosha. The same thing is with Torah Shabbat Peh. That the whole Chiddush of Torah Shabbat Peh comes through the inyan of Havaya Chadosha after the Meimis Atzmei Aleh. And that's Yosef. And Amalek's going to fall beyond Yosef. That's Chidushe Torah. Every Chidush of Torah is a Mechias Amalek. Every Chidush of Torah is a Mechias Amalek. Because it's showing you that it's a Havaya, a new Havaya that came after the Igiya, and I couldn't anymore, and this and that, and I tried so hard, and I'm trying so hard. It's a light, it's a ganze Nacht. Wait, the Shachar's on its way. Boom, suddenly the Chiddush comes in. Every time I learn the Sugi, it's a new Chiddush. That's the Ayeles, that's the Ayola. It's the Kesha between the two Droshes over here, in Yuma. And it's a Gemara in Yuma, because Gemara in Yuma is a Tzumash Le Mechapa. We come out of Yom Kippur, and ganze Naya Mensch. Come out of Yom Kippur, hold Shachar. The whole Yom Kippur is Mamish HaShachar. That's why it's called Yuma. That's why it's called Yoim. It's Yoim. It's Kula Yoim. It's Kula Shachar. Makes the Yid. It brings the Yid into the Shachar of his life, where he becomes a totally, totally, totally new person. Emes Maneda, Hayimarek Kohen Gadol. When he came out of the Kodesh of Doshim, whoa, Kuka Mensch. Kuka Mensch. Unbelievable. A whole new Musag of what a Yid is. A whole new Musag of what a Yid is. It's Masech is Yuma. It's Yoim. It's Shachar. That's Shaykh, that's the Shaykh, that's the Kesha to Tinezah. Yom
Kippurim.
Oh, Yom Kippurim, Kippurim. Maridik, that's mamish the same Nakuda. Esther, Mordechai, Yom Kippurim, the Beis Hamikdash, Havaya Chadosha, Sol HaZozel HaToch Esav. Go away. When he's away, then you can be Megala, the Havaya Chadosha. Not the Evshah Halfan, Mr. Shem, Mr. Gezoich, to the Orchodosh Al Tzion Toik, Mr. Gezoich, the Rebbein Shalayim, through the long Golas, where Yidin, where Akoros, Klal Yisrael is b'chinas akora and Gaul is roni akora leilod Knesset Yisrael is akora should be loy yezoicha to the leida chadosha and the Torah chadosha meiti meiti teitzer umher of Yomeinu Amen. So it's a more dikis sod in the name of Esav. It's a big chashivas. He's also ikra. Say mushlal from Havaya chadosha. No leida after misa. His whole life is hoylach lomas. No, he's got no leida. No leida. Whole matzav is a matzav of like mishkav zoch. It's whole. It's all. There's nothing coming after. No shachar. Olam Hazeh toch nipshal alayla. He has the shlita of Olam Hazeh, because Olam Hazeh is doim el alayla. So he has the shlita of layla. It's about to be shachar. He's not there anymore. Adalis hashachar is go shlita. That was all in his galu b'yachar avina. That can bring the shleimus to a yid. Even if a yid does a veris, he still shach to shleimus because it's new alis hashachar. By the Alei Sashach, it says Rabbi Shlom was Merapa Yaakov Avinu, by Yovei Yaakov Sholem, Kim Shlemus, Yid must always know it, he can reach the Dark of Shlemus, even if he's Niftzai, even if he's injured, nevertheless he can still reach the level, reach the Gedder of Shlemus, by Yovei Yaakov Sholem, if he only remembers that there's Chadoshim, Lepakarim, Rabbe Munasech. It's Mechazik the Yid. So, we discussed, I think once this is said, when we discussed Simchas Torah, and we go in with the Torah, it was Oysah Brocha, Le'inei Kol Yisrael. Let me start straight away, Bereshis Bara Lekim. You think you came to an end, there's a Havaya Chadosha, it's just beginning. That's the Yisod of Torah Shabbat Peh. The Yisod of Torah Shabbat Peh is you have to be Megea till you finish, and then you're only at Das Chol. And that's why the last thing said about Moshe Rabbeinu in the Torah is Le'inei Kol Yisrael. Le'inei Kol Yisrael was Shvir Saluchas. He broke Le'inei Kol Yisrael. Shvir Saluchas was Hagdoma to Torah Shabbat Peh. Torah Shabbat Peh is something when you reach the soft, then you reach the Be'ed HaSchola. So right at the end of Torah Shabbat Ksav, just before we're about to start Torah Shabbat Peh, is the Shvir Saluchas, is Le'inei Kol Yisrael. You finished, you're about to start Bereshis Bara Lekim again. You finished Torah Shabbat Ksav, you're about to start Torah Shabbat Peh again. And the last thing to say is the Inyan of Shvir Saluchas. Shvir Saluchas, it looked like it came to the end. It looked like it came all the way till the end. And then it came a new Havai, then it came a new Aschol.
You put that in the Mokam, in the Oren.
In the Oren, because that's Shaykh, that's Shaykh to the Kodesh HaKadosh. Yom Kippur, where is Yom Kippur? Start all over again. And that's the Koyach that we have, that we can start all over again. That's the Koyach that Eid has. Every year we go over it again, and Tshuva and Yom Kippur, every year we go over it again. And Eid always has a Havai HaKadosh. That's the Mechis HaMolek. When we show him that we have Havaya Chadosha, we show him we're not Midyayish, we're not Messiahish, and we have Havaya Chadosha, that's Mamish the Mechis HaMolek. That's what the Avodah of the Beis HaMikdash was. So you have to be Moich, there's Mechis HaMolek before you build the Beis HaMikdash. And this was the Tkufa. Haman also stopped the building Beis HaMikdash. Because the Binyan Beis HaMikdash can bring you to Havaya Chadosha. Haman is anti Havaya Chadosha, because he's not Masih, the whole Indian of Havaya Chadosha. Because he's not Masik, in Havai Chadosha, he's Mevatul Binya Beis HaMikdash, Kol Kula, he was Havai Chadosha. And that's why he was taken away from his Zayda Esav, Loma Zaydi Bechoyra, because how can you do Havai in Beis HaMikdash? You have to be able to make a Eden to Havai Chadosha, you have to have the Koach of Bechoyra for that. You lost the Koach of Bechoyra. Says there, I think when he sold the Bechoyra, the Rashi Chazal bring down that he was Koyfe B'tchis HaMason. It was the Sudas Avedas for Avraham Avinu, the Doshim, the lentil soup. He was Koifer with Chisam Mesa. Chisam Mesa means there's going to be a Havaya Chadosh, he's Koifer, and he doesn't understand what that means.
Mm-hmm.
By going, when something goes wrong, they commit suicide. Because if something went wrong now, that's going to be Lo'olam Netzach Netzachim. It's not allowed to commit suicide. he becomes an Ayah Mensch. They become Ois Mensch, and he becomes an Ayah Mensch. Oh, yeah, I'm sure I'll finish it. Okay.